Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome back to another episode of the Believe in Minnesota Football podcast hosted by me, Tony Liebert. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony Liebert and TikTok and Instagram at Tony underscore Liebert. That is Tony L-I-E-B-E-R-T. For this week's episode, we are going to rank every Gophers position group heading into the 2023 season. We'll talk about the most important players at each position. And then we'll end the show with a great interview with 2024 Gophers cornerback commitment from Texas, Mike Gerald. So I guess we'll just hop right into it. What I believe to be pretty clearly the Gophers' best position group this year is their tight end position. I think the argument all year, really if there is an argument, I don't think there really should be because it's a dumb thing to argue, will be about whether Brevin Spanford or Tyler Newbin is the best player on this football team. But as for the position group, with Brevin at number one spot and the tight end position, maybe one of the best tight ends in college football, I think the position group as a whole is the best on the Gophers team because he is an NFL talent at the number one spot. He's shown the ability to be able to catch the ball and block at a high level. Everything you want in a college football tight end. And then behind him, Jameson Gears and Nick Kallerup are more than capable Big Ten tight ends. Kallerup's more of a blocking guy. Jameson Gears, I think, has one or two catches in his career, but the tight end position as a whole has done very good for the Gophers since PJ Fleck has taken over. And this year will be no different. Behind Spanford, those two guys can fill right in if, God forbid, Brevin would ever go down with an injury. They're obviously not going to play at the same level, but they are Big Ten capable tight ends, and having those three guys that you can just plug in there, have a good rotation. Not many teams have that. So those three guys for sure make it what I think is the best position group on the team. And yeah, behind them, you have some youth with Nathan Jones, Wyatt Schroeder, Frank Bierman, and then Pierce Walsh, Sam Peters, and Jack DeSano entering their true freshman seasons, but I think it's a really good position group overall. Number two, staying at the pass catchers. I kind of went back and forth what I thought here, but I mean, depth top to bottom, I think the wide receivers are the number two position group on this team. You got Chris Altman-Bell at top. Obviously, quite the experience entering his seventh season of college football. Struggled with injuries, but we all know he's a good, if not very good, college football wide receiver. And then behind him, you have Daniel Jackson, who last season showed he can be a number one receiver on a Big Ten winning football team at the end of the year. And then you got Elijah Spencer, transfer from Charlotte, who looks like he was built in a lab. And I think will fill in the Dalen Wright role very well. It has the potential to be even better. And then you got Lamecki Brockington, the end of the year, showed he can be an elite option from within the slot in that Wisconsin game. Plenty of potential. And then you got Corey Crooms, transfer from Western Michigan, battling him in the slot for routes and catches all year. I think both of them, those top four, are all going to get a lot of run and a lot of targets. And I don't think there are many teams in the country that can, maybe the country, in the Big Ten, that can't match up with those four. And I think Gophers fans are going to be pleasantly surprised. And then even behind those four, you have Kristen Hoskins, who could be a gadget player, had a few touches last year as a true freshman, entering his redshirt freshman season now. Him and Quentin Redden have the chance to return kicks and punts and be gadget players on offense, really making it just a very intriguing position group. And I'm pretty confident in saying that's the second best group on this roster. At number three, moving to the defensive side of the ball, I think given the top of this position, certainly helps it a lot. Tyler Newbin. One of the best players on this team, one of the best players in the Big Ten. Surprisingly, Ford went to the NFL draft and decided to come back for his final season of college football, as he now tries to become a first-round pick rather than maybe a top 100 pick last year. But I think everyone, any Gophers fan listening to this, knows how special of a talent he is. And he will carry that position group. And behind him, we have Darius Green, who made his first start in the Gophers bowl game last year against Syracuse, and he looked very good for a guy making his first start against a Power 5 opponent. He'll probably be the number two option to start the year. And then with the Gophers' defensive backs, they like using that fifth defensive back. If he's a nickel corner, a extra linebacker, an extra safety, I think that position group will kind of rotate between Southeast Louisiana transfer Jack Henderson, Auburn transfer Craig McDonald, and a wild card I think that might get a little run in that spot is Miami of Ohio transfer Rowan Zolman, who got recruited as a linebacker in the portal, but he got recruited as a safety to Miami of Ohio. So he's kind of that versatile piece, but I think that trio of three players is going to be a big wild card on this Gophers defense. Henderson, I think, is one of the more important players on this roster. As the Gophers lost Michael Dixon to the transfer portal, they're kind of looking for that versatile guy again, and Henderson looked really good in the spring. He has the potential to be that, even though he's coming from the FCS level. He's a very talented player. And Craig McDonald, coming from Auburn, former Minnehaha high school standout, right behind him, very important player on this defense. Those two guys can be what takes this defense from good to great and kind of gets it right back to that level it's been the past few seasons. And that can take this position group from good to great. And then behind him, you have Coleman Bryson, who was the defensive MVP as a true freshman in the Pinstripe Bowl. Due to the amount of veteran talent above him, I don't know if he will get substantial amount of play, but I think he's just too good of a player to keep off the field. And I think PJ Fleck's shown to get those guys snaps. It might not be a massive amount of snaps, but he'll have a role on this team. And I mean, that group right there, that's why I find them third best on the team. Very talented team. Safety position is something that Joe Rossi and Fleck has shown to do a very good job at developing with Antoine Winfield in the NFL, with Jordan Howden in the NFL. Kind of a staple of a Joe Rossi defense, and I think this year is going to be no different. At the fourth best position group, staying on the defensive side of the ball, maybe the most important position group for this team next season to have success is the edge rusher position. I think their top five at that position is just about as good as it's been in recent memory. With Jalen Logan Redden, Ja Joyner, and Danny Strigo at the top, those three players have shown flashes to be above average defensive ends in the Big Ten. They've shown flashes to be very good defensive ends in the Big Ten. It's just all about the consistency. Ja Joyner might have the highest ceiling out of those three, While Jalen Logan Redding and Strigoi have probably shown the more consistency, but all three of them have a great potential, and I think they are going to be a big reason why this team is successful, or a big reason why this team doesn't reach their full potential. If they're able to get, excuse me, if they're able to get pressure on the quarterback, that'll take so much pressure off the cornerback position, off the safety position, off the linebacker position, other groups that might be a little bit bigger of a question mark. And if they're able to do that, this will be why the defense stays at that elite level. And behind those top three, you have Chris Collins, transfer from North Carolina. He was out all of the spring with an injury. He could be a productive player on this team. His veteran leadership will mean a lot. But I'll be honest, there's a chance he is like Vanderbilt transfer Lorenzo Sergers last year, who transferred within the Power Five and didn't really have a huge role, but he'll be in the rotation. And then another one of the wild cards on this team is redshirt freshman Anthony Smith, the former four-star prospect, is just an uberly talented player. And it might not be right away, but he's just too good to keep off the football field. And by the end of the season, I have a feeling that he's going to be in this rotation. He looks the part, he plays the part. He's just young at this point. And I think it's a matter of time before he's making noise. And for that reason, those top five options make that rusher position very fascinating heading into this year. So flipping back to the offense side of the ball, the next group I want to talk about is the running back position. Mohamed Ibrahim is now in the NFL with the Detroit Lions, and the Gophers have a massive hole to replace at the position. They went into the transfer portal and added Western Michigan transfer Sean Tyler, who is a drastically different player than Mohamed Ibrahim. Tyler will never be a bell cow guy. A smaller, shiftier type player. Mo is obviously not a big guy, but he's stocky and he's built with tree trunks for legs, and he can carry any load you throw at him. That's not Tyler's game. He's more of a shifty outside guy who can catch passes out of the backfield, who's more of an outside runner than a between the tackles guy, but he certainly has the capability to bang in the middle, get those hard-earned runs, hard-earned yards. So he will be the number one guy, certainly at the start of the year. And I have a feeling for the majority of the year. But he's a very interesting playmaker that I'm curious how the Gophers use. Because if they use him to the full ability and then they use these other guys behind him, the running back position has a chance to not take a big step backward. It's just not going to be one guy. It could be a committee. And I think it'll be a committee for most of the year. Behind him, you have Bryce Williams, who's entering his final season of college football. Kind of just the classic veteran, hard-nosed running back in college football. Never going to be like a 15, 20 carry a game guy. You could throw him in, get your 3, 4 carries, 5, 7. If there's an injury, maybe a little more, but he's never going to make a mistake. And for that reason, he's going to have a role on this team. And then behind him, you have the two players that a lot of Gophers fans are talking about. Redshirt freshman Zach Evans from Texas, who looked tremendous in the spring, who I think sooner rather than later will be a major player on this team. And then behind him, you have a true freshman Darius Taylor, who also looked very good in the spring, former four-star recruit that he's just too good to keep off the field. It's tough for any true freshman to earn playing time immediately. But a few years ago, we kind of saw that with Kai Thomas and Bucky Irving, how quickly they can see the field. So barring an injury, those four guys, I think, are a good quartet to rely on. Like I said, It's really hard to keep at the same level as having a Muhammad Ibrahim, a generational type player for your program. But they certainly have the talent, and now it's just time to show it. And after that, this is when things, I think, get a little shaky for the Gophers. A lot of these position groups have a lot of question marks. Next, though, I'd like to look at the cornerback position, probably. A very interesting position. Gophers lost a lot of production to the portal, to the NFL draft. Players just leaving. They lost, obviously, Terrell Smith getting drafted by the Chicago Bears. Ryan Stapp stepping away from football, the former Abilene Christian transfer. Deanie Bishop transferring again to West Virginia. And now the Gophers have a lot to replace. You have Justin Wally at the top, though, who, in my eyes, is still position for position one of the best players on this football team. Serious NFL potential. And he'll be a good veteran leader on this position group, and he is what keeps this position group where it is, in my opinion. He's a number one guy. It's just about, is he going to be a shutdown guy now? Is he going to take that next step? We saw as a true freshman how good he can be. And he definitely got better as a true sophomore. But the question was really, how much better? And is he going to take that next big leap to being a shutdown level guy? If he does that, that's kind of the question mark with this position group. And that'll be very helpful because it'll take the pressure off everyone else when you have one guy you can point to be like, we know that Wally's going to be good. It just helps everyone out. And like I said earlier, if they're able to get pressure on the quarterback, that'll help this position group so much. But behind him, you can have a lot of transfer portal options. Tyler Bride from Georgia Southern, a guy that I'm relatively high on. I feel like he's going to be a pretty good number two option. He's had experience at the D1 level, at the FBS level, and I think it's going to carry over to the Gophers, and I think he'll be good alongside Wally. And then behind him, you have Elon transfer Trayvon Jones, who's another veteran guy who's shown the ability to play at a high level. He can step in the slot cornerback role. He can play on the outside, and he's a good third option. And then behind him, like I said earlier, you have that slot corner, safety, extra linebacker group with Jack Henderson, Craig McDonald, and Rowan Zolman that will be lining up against other receivers every once in a while. And I think those three players are going to be a big reason why this team is good or why this team is average, like I said earlier. And then behind them, you have Tariq Watson and Rylan Kelly, who are two young freshmen that might not have a big role this year, but they played well in the spring before they added Bride and Trayvon Jones from the portal. But overall, there's Wally is the star at the top, a few question marks in the middle, but the cornerback position will be interesting heading into 2023. Next, I have the Gophers' offensive line as a whole. I could go tackle, guard, center, obviously, with this position, but I think this is one of the weaker Gophers' offensive lines in a while. I'll be honest with you. They still have the talent, but there's a lot of question marks. You got Ariante Ursary at left tackle, Tyler Cooper at left guard, Nathan Bowe at center, Quinn Carroll at right guard, and Martez Lewis at right tackle. Those were the group of five that looked to be the starters during the spring. That could obviously change as we head into fall camp now. But I think those five will probably be the main contributors this season. And right off the bat, Ursary and Carroll were the only guys who started last season. Carroll was at right tackle. Now he's kind of playing on the inside, which I do think is a good, better move for him. And I think we'll see it. And I think he'll be improved this year. Ursary is a big swing player on this team. If he takes a step forward and plays at like an NFL caliber offensive lineman, which he has the potential to be, this group will be much improved, or not necessarily much improved, but it'll be a lot better than at least I think. And then obviously having to replace John Michael Schmitz in the middle, Nathan Beau has big shoes to fill, but he played pretty well in the bowl game when JMS was preparing for the draft. There were a few snapping troubles, but it was a tough field, new quarterback, all that stuff that not concerning. And then Tyler Cooper and Martez Lewis are question marks. Neither one of them have started a game at the college level. And having two guys like that, that's a tough thing to ask heading into the season. And offensive line coach Brian Callahan has shown a tremendous job at developing talent. So that's why there's a base that you can expect from this group, but there is not that surefire NFL draft pick that there's been like in years past with Falele 2 years ago and JMS last year. So it's going to be an interesting group. I'll be honest with you, I'm just not that confident heading into the season. And it'll be interesting, but it'll be a big reason why the offense is, they'll determine the offensive ceiling, because like I said, obviously with Mo not returning and he's now off to the NFL, the offensive line is going to play a big role in how the running back position develops. It's going to play a big role on how Ethan Calliope-Manis develops. It's going to kind of be the straw that stirs the drink of the offense. And if they're able to play at a above average level, it's going to make life easier on everyone else. Next, I have the linebacker position, the inside linebacker position. Cody Lindenberg, this is now his position. Mariana Saurimaran, longtime starter, now off to the NFL. Braylon Oliver off to Georgia Tech. Donald Willis off to Ohio. Lindenberg's the only guy who really played a major role on this team last year that returns. He's another player that will be very important in determining the ceiling of this team. I think he has the capability to be a high-level linebacker, but now it's just the time to show it. Last year, he showed flashes. He showed why he's playing, why this team has so much confidence in him. But now it's time to take the next step, and that's going to be what helps this team take the next step. And behind him, they brought in Western Michigan transfer Ryan Selig, who is a veteran guy who has a chance to be a more than capable player at that position. But again, he hasn't played a lot alongside Cody Lindenberg. He hasn't played in the Big Ten. A lot of question marks. And then you have Lucas Finnessy, who could be that third linebacker, could even play the second linebacker role. I think the second linebacker role is one of the more interesting positions on this team because it could be a lot of different guys. We mentioned Rowan Zolman a couple times. He has the versatility to play multiple positions, but he could play there too. Devin Williams, another guy who's been with the team for a while. And Joey Gerlach's a guy who's been getting a fair amount of hype in practice, who's still really young. But he's a guy to look out for. And then you got Derek LeCaptain too, former walk-on. There's a lot of options they could do at that second linebacker role. That's a position that I would be surprised if it stayed the same the whole season. There might be a lot of guys we see there. And that's one of the positions that I think will be an interesting one to look out for in this season. Kind of wrapping this up now. Next position, I have quarterback. Everyone who follows me on Twitter or listens to this knows how high I am on Ethan Calliope-Manis. I believe he's going to be one of the, everyone knows he's one of the more talented quarterbacks in the Gophers history. It's all about showing it now. He showed his flashes in the Wisconsin game. Really, in any game he played, you could see it just instantly why everyone's so high on him. I think it would be unfair to rank the position group as a whole much higher than this, though, because it's obviously still a question mark having a guy who wasn't the unquestioned starter heading into last year, started a few games due to injury, showed his flashes. Now it's all about consistency. Like I said, though, he has all those weapons he can throw to, which is going to help him so much with those wide receivers and tight ends and out of the running back position. But like I said earlier, the offensive line's a question mark. And when you have an inexperienced quarterback with a questionable offensive line, it's going to be tough. I think there's been enough Ethan talk that I don't necessarily need to go much deeper. But then obviously behind him, you have Cole Kramer, Drew Vioto, and walk-on Drew Freshman, Mac Shikanjanski. That makes an interesting group of four quarterbacks that will be obviously one of the more talked about positions heading into the season. Wrapping up now, the interior defensive lines position group that I'm a little questionable about. Kyler Baugh last year, Houston Baptist, Houston Christian transfer, showed that he's a Big Ten defensive tackle. And he's more than capable of holding his own. But I think ideally you'd want him as your second option. Losing Trill Carter to the transfer portal was tough on this group. If he was still there, this group would be much higher. But so you have a number two. You don't really have a number one. And your number two now is Devin Eastern, a guy who hasn't started a game, played less than 100 career snaps. And he's one player you really got to hope takes the step, big step forward this year and could help this defense dramatically if he's able to play at a starting level. And then you have Darnell Jeffries, Clemson transfer, who's always that veteran presence. But if he's starting, that's not a good thing for this team. He's going to be able to give them what they need, and he's someone you can always lean back on. But if he's starting, that means Devin Eastern or Logan Richter didn't take the step forward, which I don't think is going to be would be a good thing for this team because they need a higher potential guy. We've already seen Darnell Jeffries' potential, and he's just going to be a sufficient Big Ten defensive tackle. And that's okay, and he's going to play on this team, but you need one of those guys to step up. You need a Luther McCoy, a Martin Owusu. And they have the talent. It's just a lot of question marks in that group. And then wrapping it up, special teams. I don't necessarily think this is the worst position group on the team, but I just thought I'd mention with Mark Crawford coming back, a guy we know is a good punter. But the kicker position, looking to replace Matthew Trickett now. There's Dragon Kessich, who's been the kickoff guy for the longest time. There's Memphis transfer David Kemp. There's former Ball State transfer Jacob Lewis that I feel like it's going to be a three-way battle, to be honest with you. Kessich will be doing the kickoffs because he's very good at that. But there's no question who's doing the field goals. Or there is a question who's doing the field goals and extra points now. If I had to guess, I think Kemp and Kessich will be 50-50 right now. It'll be an interesting battle to watch, but overall, the special teams unit will definitely not a strength on this team, but not a weakness either. So, yeah, that is the Gophers positional group breakdown heading into the season. We are inching closer to the start of fall camp, Big Ten Media Days this weekend, and we're getting even closer to week one. Gophers Nebraska at Huntington Bank Stadium, August 31st. Can't come soon enough. But we will wrap it up there. As always, I appreciate you guys listening. Row the boat, Sky U Ma, and go Gophers. All right, let me now introduce a very special guest. Gophers cornerback commitment from Texas, Mike Gerald. How are we doing today?
Good, man. Everything going good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So something I always find interesting with recruits and top athletes in high school. Since you've, I guess, gotten to the point you are now, obviously with a lot of interest from a lot of different Division I schools, was there a point in middle school or high school, or if it was a camp or maybe a game, that it kind of you realized that you had the talent and capability to play at the next level? Or is that something you've always had a self-belief in yourself?
Definitely. I say I always had a self-belief in myself. You know, because I didn't actually get my first offer until around like February. So I just knew like after I had a great junior season and all that, I knew my time was going to come.
Yeah. So I guess, did you play any other sports growing up? Were you always football? Did you play
I
baseball or anything
played
like that?
basketball. I played basketball and I ran track.
Okay. So you're obviously a cornerback, and I played offensive line in high school, and I know when you're in high school, you kind of talk with your friends and everything about what's the toughest position to play. And I always think that cornerback might be that because it's obviously takes a lot of athleticism to be able to guard someone backpedaling the whole time. So would you kind of agree with that, I guess?
Definitely, I would say cornerback or probably cornerback and quarterback. They go to me, they go one way in the hardest positions.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that because quarterback, obviously, it's so mental and you have to keep track of so many stuff. But corner, I think, like athleticism and skill, it's one of the toughest in football. So obviously now you're coming to Minnesota, but Minnesota is known for hockey. It's the state of hockey. But in Texas, you guys are obviously the state of high school football, and the games are huge, and it's just a different kind of lifestyle there when it comes to high school football. So now that you're coming to Minnesota, how would you describe obviously all you know is playing high school football in Texas, but how would you describe how like important that is to the state and how like meaningful it is to play high school football in the state of Texas?
It's definitely a lot different. Like comparing Texas football to other states, it's a complete difference with like the speed of the game, the competition. And like you said, Texas, that is known for high school football. So everybody take high school football serious down here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with all the TV shows and movies, it looks that way. But so now I guess in your Minnesota recruitment, obviously you committed now almost 2 months ago, a few weeks ago. What I guess ultimately drew you to Minnesota to commit to the Gophers compared to any other school?
I'll probably say the culture of the program and the relationship that the coaches have with each other, and also the relationship that the coaches have built with me as far as going on with my recruitment since they had offered me. And they just showed me a lot of love out there. They treated me like I was family when I came up there on my visit, and I felt like that was the place that I would be at.
Yeah, so obviously when it comes to coaches, PJ Fleck has a very interesting personality compared to a lot of different coaches. What were your, I guess, your first impressions of meeting him and learning about the culture of Minnesota?
When I first met Coach Fleck, he had a lot of energy. That's one thing I can say about Coach Fleck. He got a lot of energy that other coaches don't have. And he has this his set goals for the team and mentality set for the team and the future of the team. And he's doing a real good job with that program.
Yeah, so you took your official visit during the Summer Splash event, which is something that has become popular under Fleck with the Gophers. I guess if you're comfortable sharing, what did your official visit look like that weekend? Because I know there's a lot of different things that take place. And I guess what like day to day was your visit looking like?
So we got out there Friday. We got out there on a Friday. We got to the hotel. They picked us up from the airport. We got to the hotel. They had the room decorated with stuff for the players and all of that. I think we went to lunch first. We went to lunch, had a whole bunch of stuff set out for us, cameras everywhere. And then later we went to dinner and we went to like a steakhouse, but they had all types of different food and stuff there. The next day, the Saturday, we went to Lake Minnetonka, and we got to play there on the lake. Coach Fleck actually took us on his boat around the lake, and we looked at all the houses and stuff like that. And then we went to another dinner later that night, and it was another steakhouse. They had the steak where they bring around to all the tables and stuff.
Yeah.
And then what the next day was kind of breakfast, and then we went to the facility again, stuff got to talk to Coach Fleck one-on-one, and after that we kind of just went back home.
So when you're on your visit like that, how, I guess, important was it for you to build a relationship with a lot of the other like recruits there? And I guess how did that kind of go, and how close have you guys gotten since?
Actually, when I went on a visit, I want to say me and maybe a couple other guys, my other guys that weren't committed at the time. So, also we had a host, which were current players that were on the team. So most of the time we were all together and we got to talk about like where we're from, ask about why they committed to Minnesota, stuff, things like that. And just really got to connect with each other, build a relationship with each other. And then since I've committed, we text on group chats on social media and things like that. So we're really starting to come together and we're looking forward to going back up there next weekend.
Do you have, so you have another visit next weekend?
Yes, they have a camp and then also a thing they're having with the players that has committed already.
So then obviously on your visit to and in your recruitment, you probably got to know the new quarterback coach and co-DC Nick Monroe, which is he's obviously new to the program. How would you describe him as a coach, and kind of how was your relationship with him in your recruitment?
Coach Mar, he a real cool guy. He'll FaceTime me here. And when he was recruiting me, when they offered me, he'll FaceTime me like every day. We'll have some good conversations and stuff like that. And he got a lot of energy too. He real swaggy, low key. Like yeah, he keep it cool. He keep it at the age, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. So when you're getting recruited, obviously the visit and the relationships you build with the coaches mean a lot. But for you, how much did the Gophers' recent success on the field and producing NFL level defensive backs with Terrell Smith, Antoine Winfield, and Justin Wally, who will be in the NFL soon enough, how much of an impact did that like success affect your recruitment?
That definitely was one of the reasons why I did commit, because seeing the success that the program has had in producing defensive backs, I'm looking at it as I get that opportunity as well as playing through that program, getting a chance to go to the next level.
So you mentioned that you had a couple hosts on your visit. Who were they specifically? What players were the?
Well, each recruit had one host. My host was his name is Aiden Goosby. He's one of the DBs that's already on the team.
Yeah, definitely. I guess comparing your Gophers visit to other schools that were interested, what was the differences between them compared to your other schools in recruitment?
Definitely the difference in the size of the school, the facilities, like I went on visits to schools that were in smaller conferences. So going to Minnesota, Big Ten conference, everything's a lot bigger and things like that. So it was a whole lot smoother visit. Food, they treated us real good with all the food. All the facilities were nice. Everything was just a whole lot bigger and nicer.
Yeah, the Minnesota campus is kind of a lot the first time. It's a big campus and it's a big school. So obviously being from Texas, Minnesota has a little different climate. Your visit was obviously when the Minnesota weather was good. Have you ever, I guess, seen snow before? Have you ever been to Minnesota before? What's that shock gonna be like, I guess, your first winter in Minnesota?
Actually, that visit was my first time ever going to Minnesota. So here in Texas, we recently had snow. I want to say maybe about a year ago, but normally when it gets cold, it doesn't snow. It's more so just like ice on the roads and stuff. So cold weather, it's gonna be probably it's hard for me to adapt to. It might take a minute because down here in Texas, always hot, known for its heat down here.
Yeah, that's one thing since Coach Fleck took over with Minnesota, he's increased the recruiting in the South a little bit, and I always find it interesting because I mean I don't want to make you look forward to something bad, but I bet it'll hit you, it'll surprise you a little bit in the winter, but it's certainly an interesting thing. Yeah.
That's what I've heard. It get real cold up there. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that's all I got. Or I guess one last question I just thought of. How would you describe your game to someone who's never seen you play before? Or are there any guys at the next level that you like to watch and pick stuff from?
I like to watch Passertan. I also watch a couple safeties. I watch Jalen Petrie. I watch Derwin James. I watch AJ Terrell. A couple guys like them.
And then I guess one other question I have for you. So the Gophers this season and last season for recruiting in the cycle, they got a lot of Minnesota guys in both cycles. Like, they recruited the state of Minnesota very well, and coming from out of state, is that something that you kind of like see that you're like, oh, a lot of guys in Minnesota want to stay home, that might make me feel like it's a desirable place to be? Or is that something you even look at all?
No, I actually haven't checked that out, but I do know that a couple of guys that are committed in my class or mainly from up north, but I haven't really looked too much into that.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll just wrap it up there then. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this, and best of luck the rest of the way.
No problem. All right. Thank you.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.